This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The Single Mom Podcast, Episode 64. If you know me, you know that one of the things that bugs me the most is stereotypes. And recently, Tucker Carlson said something that got under my skin so bad. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit of a rant. This is the Single Mom Success Podcast. Our mission is to help single moms find advice, support, ideas, and hopefully some humor along the way to help them navigate through this crazy single parenting gig and build the most amazing lives for themselves and their children. Please be sure to stop by thesinglemomblog.com for more great articles, free downloads, giveaways, and more. Now, let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Single Mom Podcast. This is the first podcast episode of 2019. I hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve, and you've kicked off the new year creating some fantastic goals and visions for yourself. If you haven't had a chance to take a look, or listen rather, to the podcast I did at the very end of last year, which wasn't but a week ago, that I did a podcast about not necessarily setting resolutions for yourself, but working on creating goals that you can manage and adjust as needed and break down into smaller tasks or goals that help you ultimately reach your very large goals. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I highly recommend finding that podcast episode and taking a gander at it, or listen to it rather. This podcast is going to be a bit of a rant, so just FYI to warn you, because something came across my social media feed, and it sort of came up everywhere. It was on The View, it was on the news, it was on Huffington Post, it was everywhere, so I really needed to address this, I felt, because it kind of lit a fire under my butt. It really got under my skin. It's one of those topics that really just drives me crazy. And it comes back to stereotyping single moms. Okay. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves. I don't like it. I think that it's something that we all have to deal with, whether it's being stereotyped that you're a slut because you're a single mom. And, you know, if you have multiple children with multiple dads, you must have slept around, or you are, you know, just having extra kids because you want more welfare, or that you're even on welfare, or, you know, whatever the stereotype is. Not to mention the stereotype of if you're a single mom, your kids are going to be hurt by the fact that you're a single mom, right? So all of those stereotypes just, they burn my butt. They make me so angry. and what brought this back around for me is there's a gentleman. His name is Tucker Carlson. If you're not familiar with him, consider yourself lucky. He's kind of a scumbag as far as I'm concerned. he is on Fox News, which doesn't speak highly of him in my opinion. But it seems like every time I hear his name, it's in relation to something very ignorant being said, or very bigoted or racist or inflammatory towards a certain group of people, right? And so he really just rubs me the wrong way. He's an entertainer. He's not a news person, Okay. He's not reporting news. He is on an opinion show. He's what's considered, he's like, what's his name? Hannity. He's not a news person. He doesn't report the news. It's an entertainment show, right? So, but the problem is that a lot of people watch this guy and kind of take him for his word, or, you know, I don't know. He helps reinforce opinions they already have, maybe. I don't know. But regardless, recently, a few days back, he did a show where he was talking about, God, I can't even remember, the decline of men. Men in decline in America, right? And how, I don't know, it's if it's not one thing, it's another. Something on these shows, it's always something's being attacked, right? It's a war on Christmas, or it's an attack on Christmas, or Christians are being attacked, or this is being attacked, and now it's men. Men are apparently in decline. I am not totally certain why he believes this, or what sort of machismo he has that he feels is under attack. But he discusses and he makes this point about how women who make more than men, it shows a, what did he say? It, he claimed that there was a decline of male-dominated industry where places like schools and hospitals are traditionally employed by women, which means that in many areas, women suddenly made more than men, right? And how that was not necessarily a good thing, because women who make more money tend to not want to marry men who make less than them. And, you know, bypassing just the sheer stupidity of that, because, I mean, ladies, tell me if I'm wrong. When it comes to a guy, I'm not necessarily caring how much he makes, just that he's making something, right? I'm, like, we're just not looking for a deadbeat. Right? We just don't, I've got enough to take care of. I'm not looking to find somebody else to support. So I don't care if I make more than you or if you make more than I do. As long as you're bringing in a check and helping contribute to the financial needs of our potential family, I don't care what the dollar figure is. And on top of that, if I were to lose my mind and decide I wanted to get married, it wouldn't be because of how much this dude earned. It would be because I loved that person and loved him enough to completely go against my belief structure that I don't ever want to get married, right? So it wouldn't be a dollar figure that would make that deal for me. So, and the only way it would break it for me is if you weren't earning anything, nothing, you know? And even then, maybe not. Because there are a lot of families who the husband or the father, they're, you know, married, or whether they're married or not as a couple, the father actually stays home and takes care of the kids, and the mom works because she makes more money. And that's totally okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, I'm sure in a, you know, misogynistic guy like Tucker Carlson, it's a horrible thing for the man to stay home and take care of the kid. How awful is that? It's a total, you know, it totally emasculates them, I'm sure, in his mind, how awful it must be to be a stay-at-home dad. And that's fine, too, if that's what works for your family. So, I mean, as long as you're not a financial drain on me, and what you're, and in all honesty, for most families, that's the best possible scenario, is one of the parents staying home because childcare is so insanely expensive, right? So one parent usually ends up working to pay their majority of their check goes to childcare. So what's the point, right? That's what's happening to most families in the country right now anyway. So, you know, bypassing all of that, that's just annoying to me. The next thing he said is what really got under my skin. He said, Over big populations, women making more than men causes a drop in marriage, a spike in out-of-wedlock births, and all the familiar disasters that inevitably follow. More drug and alcohol abuse, higher incarceration rates, fewer families formed in the next generation. So right there, that sentence, those sentences, is a dig at single moms. I don't care how fancy he puts it or how he doesn't specifically say single moms, but it is. It's a spike in out-of-wedlock births, meaning having a baby without being married, and all the familiar disasters that inevitably follow, implying, again, and bringing out that stereotype, again, that if you are a single mom or a single parent, and you know what, here's what kind of burns me too, before I even get into the whole stereotype. Is, well, no, because it is part of the stereotype. So I'm going to come back to that for a second. But just the fact that you're a single mom, then that means your children are going to be more likely to be drug and alcohol abusers. They're going to be more likely to be in jail. They're going to be more likely to never get married or have single parent homes themselves. So the stereotype of that just pisses me off. Okay. Now, is it true that that's possible? Yes, but that is possible for all families. I'm sorry, but I've known some well-to-do families who have money and their kids are a freaking mess. They've been spoiled their whole lives and they can't take care of themselves. They're drug addicts, they're alcoholics, and they had two parents in the household taking care of them, giving them everything they ever could want, and they are just a biggest mess, if not bigger, than some of the kids who have been raised by single moms who fit into that stereotype. Okay. I hate this stereotype more than almost all of them because it just makes me mad. And probably the reason I dislike it so much is that it's a dig on my kids, right? It's saying, well, because you were raised by a mom who wasn't married, you're just screwed. No, they're not. My kids have never been in jail. They have never even been suspended from school. And they have special needs, okay? And behavioral issues, right? I worked my butt off to make sure that they behaved properly in school, right? Of course, they had struggles because they're special needs kids. But they knew you cannot behave like that in school. Like, you go to school, you do your job. This is your job. Your job is to go to school and pay attention and learn and get through it and graduate, period. Right? You ain't gotta like it all the time. You're probably gonna hate it sometimes. There's gonna be lots of times you're bored, but deal with it because that's just part of your life right now. Okay? They never got kicked out. They graduated. They have not gotten anybody pregnant. They are not alcoholics. They have never tried drugs. They're good kids. In fact, my son the other day called and he said, Mom, he goes, Mom, I want to ask you something because, well, I'm just like, I really want to, and it kind of was him and a Han. I'm like, what? Spit it out. And he's like, well, one of my coworkers offered me if I stayed late to help out, they offered me a hit of their weed, and I just wanted to ask you if it was something that I could do, how would you feel about it? And I was like, well, here's how I feel about it. You're not old. It's legal in Colorado, but not for you because you're not 21. So it's still illegal for you to do it. Okay? I would prefer you not to do it because it is illegal. Now, however, you're 18 years old. You make your own decisions. And understand that if you make these decisions, you also have to deal with the repercussions of, you know, whatever may come from that decision. You are looking for other work. There are going to be places that are going to want to do a drug test on you before they hire you. You have to take that into consideration. You also have a brother and sister at home who are very impressionable. And if you come home smelling like weed, they're going to know. I'm going to know. So you take all that into consideration and make your decision. I would prefer you not to do it. But again, you're 18. I cannot tell you what to do anymore. But he called me to ask. Okay. So my kids have been raised by a single mom and they have not gone down any of those paths. And, you know, the universe willing, they won't ever. All right. So it just makes me so angry. And I can name, you know, different celebrities. They're celebrities. They're famous. And they were raised by single parents, you know, and some of them single parents that did not do such great things for themselves. I mean, I live in Colorado, so I know, you know, Von Miller was raised by a single mom and he's a pro football player. Has he had some mistakes? Yeah, but I would say he's pretty successful. Demaryius Thomas, who unfortunately is no longer with the Broncos, but he was raised by a single mom who actually ended up in jail with his grandma for, you know, drugs. But he's made a very positive change in his life. And he's done good things with his life. Shamar Moore, he is an actor. He was raised by a single mom. Who else? The Rock, for, you know, not for his whole life, but for a portion of his life, because his dad died, raised by a single mom. So, like, there's tons and hundreds and there's thousands and thousands upon thousands of other just normal, regular, everyday people who were raised by single moms and they've turned out just freaking fine. So when people like Tucker Carlson say this stuff, it burns me. And here's the other reason why, is because I feel like the more these stereotypes are pushed out there, the more single moms out there potentially believe it about themselves. And that's what drives me crazy, is this, you know, oh, I'm a single, you know, because we struggle. We, you know, it's very true. Single moms, we will struggle, but we don't have to live with a struggle mentality. Okay. We, you know, that's where a lot of us single moms, and I know that I did for sure, for many, many years, I just sort of accepted that as my fate, right? I just said, this is just how it's going to be because I'm a single mom. I'm always going to struggle. I'm always going to be behind. I'm always going to, you know, be worried about money. I'm always going to be, you know, never making it. I'm always going to be working crappy jobs. I'm, you know, this is just my fate because I'm a single mom, right? I'm always going to be on government assistance. I'm always going to need help because I'm a single mom. And that mentality just keeps us stuck. It just keeps us stuck because we feel like there's no way out and that's just our lot in life. And so therefore, why should we aspire to something else, right? And that's just not gonna work. It's wrong. It's backwards, okay? Will we struggle? Yes, we will struggle. But we don't always have to struggle. There is always a path to get those goals and those dreams and those things that you want. But if you keep telling yourself and listening to fools like Tucker Carlson who say, you know, women who don't get married and have babies out of wedlock, you know, their kids are going to be messed up and they're going to have kids that are in jail and they're always going to this and they're always going to that. And you just put, you know, it's like the people when I, anytime I do anything on Twitter, if I, because my Twitter handle is Single Mom Success. And when I say anything on Twitter, if it's around a certain group of people like Trump supporters, I guarantee you, I will get at least one or two comments in response. Like I will say something not necessarily inflammatory, not even just, you know, I will comment back something that, you know, saying that's actually not true. Here's the facts of this. That's actually wrong. Here's what happened or here's what the statistics say or whatever. So it can be, now that's not to say I don't say anything inflammatory. I do. I'm not perfect. I try, but I'm not perfect. But it could be something just very plain and innocuous and not even be an insult or inflammatory or, you know, sticking my tongue at them. It's nothing. It's just a, hey, this is actually what I read. Here's some facts. Here's an article. This is actually incorrect. Or just say, actually, what you're saying doesn't make any sense, you know, because of this or this or this. And I will almost always get back one or two, if not more. No wonder you're a single mom. Oh, I can tell why you're a single mom. Well, this must be why your man left you. Of course you're a single mom. Why don't you go take care of your kids? Oh, they're probably in jail, right? Like, I get that on a constant basis. And it kills me. I laugh about it because it doesn't make me feel bad because none of it's true. But it just kills me like that. But that's the stereotype and that's the mentality. And I really, really hate when people who have a platform like Tucker Carlson push that stereotype, because then it makes all of those buttheads out there who, you know, say it just gives them that, you know, oh, yeah, that's exactly what single moms are like. Single moms are on welfare, or single moms have kids that are in jail. Single moms this, right? And I don't want any of you or any single mom out there to buy into it, because it's really easy sometimes when all you hear is bad and all you hear is negative, it really makes it easy to start buying into it. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for any single mom out there. You are capable of being as successful as anybody else out there. You may have to work harder at it. It may take a little longer, but it doesn't mean that you cannot do it. It really doesn't. Okay? For years I was on government assistance to help pay for my childcare so that I could work my full-time job that didn't pay me enough to pay for childcare, right? That's the crazy cycle. I worked full-time and I made decent money, but I didn't make enough money to pay for the childcare that I needed to work that full-time job, right? So the only reason I was on government assistance was so that I could work, so that I could get help with my childcare. That was it. I didn't need help with my food. I didn't need help with my bills. I didn't need help with my rent. I just needed help with my childcare. That's it. I wanted to work a full-time job, and I did. But I needed to be able to pay for my childcare to work that job. And that's the trap that a lot of women are stuck in as single moms. But I spent years on government assistance. I spent years working at jobs that I hated and that were, you know, I was highly overqualified for, but it helped me because it was during hours where family or friends could watch my kids instead of paying for childcare, right? And then when I lost those jobs, I decided to start my own business, which was crazy enough, but it worked, right? And so I was able to figure out a way to make it work. And it's been a struggle. There's been hard months. There's been great months. There's been amazing years. There's been not so amazing years. But I know that I'm working towards that goal. And I know that I'm moving towards what my goals are. And I see myself as a very successful single mom. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm nowhere close to where I used to be. And that's a success. And so all of these little stereotypes, they make me so mad because of that fact. I really don't want anybody thinking that about single moms, but I certainly don't want single moms thinking that about themselves, ever. You are so much better than that. So don't put yourself in a position where you start doubting your ability to make your life what you want it to be, because you can, okay? Now, the second thing that pisses me off about this is that it's always the moms that are viewed in this stereotype lens. It's never the dads, the single dads. And that frustrates me too. And that speaks to the misogyny of our country and of our world. Is if a single dad is out there doing it and he's struggling, people look at him different than a single mom. They don't look at him and go, oh, you have two kids and you're a single dad? Dude, you must be a slut. Who'd you sleep with and get pregnant? Like, they don't do that. They don't do that to dads, right? They don't say that to them. They don't think that about them. They think it about the moms. But they don't think about the dads who are out there having umpteen babies with umpteen women, right? they're not sluts, but the women are, right? And if a single dad is doing it by himself and he's out there, it's always, oh, you're so awesome taking care of your babies by yourself. And you're so brave. And oh, how sweet. And just, that's amazing. Look at you. That's so great. And never, ever have I ever heard anyone say, and please, if you can find it, please send it to me because I will be astonished if you can find it. Never have I seen an article, a news thing, a study, nothing about a single dad raising kids, how those kids turn out or how the life is going to be for those kids. Never. It's always a single mom. Never have I seen somebody say to a single dad, oh, you know, are you going to find a mama for them? Are you looking, you know, because without a mom in their life, you know, your daughter could turn into a complete slut. She could become a hooker and she could be out there doing drugs and sleeping with a bunch of men. Like, I don't ever see anyone saying that ever about single dads. It's always, oh, you're doing so great. And how awesome is it that you're raising those babies by yourself? That's so cool. That's just great. It's never the same for men as it is for women. Like, men get, like, there's what, the videos about men learning how to do their daughter's hair. And while that's cool, but all of a sudden they're like famous, right? They're famous. They're on, like, they go viral because they learned how to do their daughter's hair. And while that's really awesome, and I think it's great that they do that, we do crap like that every day. There's never this big moment of, wow, look how awesome this single mom is. She did this and that and this. It's never that. Never. But a dad does it, a single dad, and all of a sudden he's viral. People are tweeting about him and sharing videos on Facebook, and then he shows up on the news and, oh, it's, he's on the Ellen show, right? Like, great, but why? Why? Why is it so special? We do it all the time, but we get put into a stereotypical box. And it sucks. And it shouldn't happen because you know what? For whatever the reasons are that we're single parents, we should get freaking gold stars every single damn day for doing what we do instead of being stereotyped. Whatever our circumstances are, whether we became a single mom by choice, by divorce, by leaving an abusive relationship, by being widowed, by just choosing to never get married in the first place, or, you know, maybe you did sleep around a little bit in your youth. Okay, and now you've grown up, but you're taking care of your kids. You're doing it. Whereas you could have just handed them over to somebody and walked away. You're taking care of the responsibilities. Your responsibilities. If the dad's in their life, great. If not, he's not taking care of their responsibility. You are. But you get bashed for it because you stepped up and said, hey, whatever my circumstances, I'm still a mom. I still have to take care of these kids. I still have to get up every day and make sure they're fed and clothed and loved and taken care of. And I do the damn best I can every single day. And you know what? You're a freaking rock star for doing it. So don't ever think any different. And don't ever let any of these stereotypes that come out here, like this moron Tucker Carlson, don't. Don't ever let anybody make you feel that you taking care of your kids by yourself means that they're going to be criminals or alcoholics or drug addicts. You're raising your kids to the best of your ability, just like every other parent out there. And depending, you know, they may end up having problems. They may not. But parent families with two parents, their kids may have problems. They may not. Like I said, I know families who are very well-to-do and their kids are a mess. So Tucker Carlson can kiss my butt, and all the other people out there who say this stuff and believe in the stereotype and push the stereotype, they can kiss my butt too. You are a freaking rock star. Always remember that. And screw the stereotypes. Told you it was going to be a little bit of a rant. But this one drives me crazy. It makes me so angry. Because it just puts people in a box that they feel like they can't get out of. And it's just not the way it is. It doesn't have to be. You always have options. You always can meet your goals. Just keep working. Keep driving. Keep setting those goals for yourself. No matter how small they are. All small goals are still victories once they're completed. They are. Okay? So again, give yourself a gold star, pat yourself on the back, and remind yourself every single day that you are a freaking rock star. You're an amazing freaking unicorn that poops out glitter. I don't care. You are amazing. Okay? So, it was kind of a gross thing to say, but still. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that this inspires you. I hope that you remember every single day, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how frustrated you are, no matter how successful your day is, that you know that every day can be better and every goal can be accomplished and you can do amazing things with your life and your kids are going to be awesome. So don't ever, ever forget it, okay? Take care of yourself and remember to keep setting those goals for the new year and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that you found it inspirational in some way. Don't forget to visit thesinglemomblog.com for more of our podcasts, articles, downloads, and free giveaways. I hope that you have a fantastic day and never forget that you are amazing.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.